From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that more troops will be needed in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. He added that U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, in arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
The defense secretary said that rooting out Islamic State in Iraq and Syria remains a top priority, as well as defeating IS operatives in the United States and in other countries. The United States is asking world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. Secretary of State John Kerry urged leaders attending the World Economic Forum to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled.
Now, the private sector, civil society, religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment.
Kerry's appeal came on a day when at least 46 people drowned when two smuggling boats sank off the coast of Greece. At least 800 people have died or vanished in the Aegean Sea since the start of 2015. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. People in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region are hunkering down for a massive winter storm that is expected to dump near record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury Washington, D.C. in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Muriel Bowser is the city's mayor.
We see this as a major storm. It has life and death implications, and all the residents of the District of Columbia should treat it that way.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has asked residents to keep their cars at home.
The expectation right now between 12 inches and 18 inches. So you've seen that number go up in the course of today. So we're predicting 12 inches to 18 inches in New York City.
Because of the full moon, higher tides are expected as well along the Atlantic coast. Huge dunes have been built near beaches in New Jersey to try to protect residents. The storm is expected to intensify overnight, and snow will continue until late Saturday. The U.S. State Department has asked a federal court to grant it a one-month extension to complete the final release of all of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's work-related emails. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said Friday the department is not able to meet a January 29th deadline. He said about 9,400 of 55,000 pages are left, and they contain a large amount of material that required interagency review. Clinton sent and received email on a private server in her home between 2009 and 2013, but that unusual arrangement did not become public until 2015 when she was preparing to run for the presidency. The intelligence community has said that it has at least two of Clinton's emails containing information that was classified as top secret. Many Facebook users in China and Iran might soon be able to access the world's largest social network on their smartphones without fear of surveillance. That's thanks to a new app that links them to an anonymizer that hides their location and identity. Facebook's app for smartphones that use the Android system links them to the Tor project, which allows users to circumvent censorship and effectively shield their privacy. Stocks regained some of the ground they've lost this month with a rally on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 1.33%. The S&P 500 rose more than 2%. The NASDAQ was up 2.67%. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.